This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Yins guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. Today is April 1st, and this is no joke, a Tuesday show. The Pirates have acquired Alexander Canario. Carmen Maginski got the start Monday night against the Rays. And who gets the start tomorrow? Let's just go ahead and say welcome, starting today. You're going to have me here every day of the week, every week. Now's a great time to say, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go subscribe. If you're listening on a podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anything like that, go and do the same. But also go subscribe to the YouTube, because we need as many followers as we can out there. So it's always a help to get the subscribers out on YouTube as well. But no matter what platform you're on, be sure to turn on notifications to remind you of the new schedule so you can catch it all week long. And if you're on the audio version of this, go ahead and turn on auto downloads so you don't lose service on your morning commute. And remember, live shows on YouTube happen every Sunday night at 9 with Uncle Jake still. So get those notifications turned on YouTube so that you know when to come hang out on Sunday nights. I'm literally watching a video right now of Michael A. Taylor hitting a home run. Or Mike Taylor, I guess I should say. I can go back to Michael A. Taylor now that he doesn't play for the Pirates. I'm pretty sure Austin Hedges also hit a home run tonight. That's great. Let's just rub that in while the Pirates are losing games. Love to see that. All right, so Alexander Canario acquired by the Pirates today. Jones transferred to the 60-day IL to make room for him on the 40-man. There'll be another move for him to make the roster tomorrow, I would imagine. Jiwon Bae, I would imagine. I'm not really sure, but that's what I'm guessing. I'm sure we'll know more. I don't know. I mean, he's an outfielder. He's right-handed. He's got some power. He's played some center field in the minors, majority center field, but he's only played one game in center field in the major leagues, so I would imagine corner outfield, but you know, the Pirates, they could put him in center field if they wanted to, and that they wouldn't, you know, whatever. At least we know he's capable of it, but we'll see more. I think he had a home run against the Pirates last year when he was playing for the Cubs. We got him from the Mets. I think DFA'd him when they got Pecro Armstrong, when they called him up. So I'm pretty sure that's where he came from, but kind of a wild day. Garrett Crochet signs a big extension to stay with the Red Sox. Jerickson Profar gets popped for PEDs. And the Pirates lose their fifth game of the year. Fourth game? I can't even. It was 6-1, so I want to say sixth loss. Obviously, it's the fourth loss. You're starting 1-4. Maginski got the start, his first start in the rotation. Really good through three innings. Loved what I saw. Everything you would want. My reaction was like, okay, all right, here we go. Everything was great. Kind of fell apart in the fourth inning a little bit. He goes into the fourth inning. Third inning, he'd only faced one. I think he made it back to the top of the order to face one guy. It was, and then to start the fourth inning, single, double, strikeout, single, which scored two, then a walk, and then a fielder's choice out, and then they pulled him, still with just two outs. Mazo walks the first guy, the lefty that they brought him in to face, E1, right? We're going to talk about, that's going to be a thing for me right now. Walks or errors? But he does. He gets a ground out from Caminero after starting 0-2. So bounced right back, got it. And then he throws another inning. at an inning plus, right? Because he went 1.2. So he even started the following inning. There was a lot to like the first time through the order for Majinski. Everything looked good. The second time, I'm not really sure. You know, you listen to him talk. You listen to what Shelton said. You kind of take a look at, you know, obviously watching the game and you get an idea for this stuff. But from what I could see, is it the second time through the order, which is what Majinski kind of chalked this up to, was second time through the order, maybe they needed to attack the hitters differently, that they were kind of on him. Maybe that's the case. But also, maybe after 40 pitches, the ball was left up in the zone more often. And that felt like that could have been it, that maybe it had less to do with the fact that it was the second time through the order and maybe more to do with the fact that he wasn't locating his pitches after that. Either way, it's his first start. There is some room to like what you saw for a little bit, but after the bullpen woes of the first series of this season, watching him early on really just was like, dang, this dude should be in our bullpen. This dude should be in Colin Holderman's spot, let's say. If he was in that spot, how much better would we be set up in the bullpen? You know what I mean? I just can't help but wonder that. Four left-handed pitchers out there right now. I'm just not sure about it. I often forget. I'm trying to think of the... Oh, Justin Lawrence is the guy I wasn't thinking of in my head. I was thinking, I know there's four righties, but I wasn't thinking of Justin Lawrence. More on him probably later. But either way, I mean, getting through 3 2/3 innings for Majinski. I think I got the card up here that I can pull up. I don't even know if that's big enough for anybody to see, to be honest with you. So who knows what I'm doing out here. That covers up my face a little bit, but at least it's bigger for you. There we go. So those on YouTube, there's a card out there saying how he did. I got to be careful. But 3.2 innings pitched, 7 hits in that, most of those coming in the fourth inning, 4 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He threw 66 pitches. I kind of thought he was good for 65 to 70. You know, and I was kind of saying like, man, I hope that gets us through 4 innings, maybe into the fifth and taken out in the fifth. And so, you know, to me in my head, I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. I thought he could get 65 to 70. And Katie was sitting here and saying, yeah, but he didn't actually get to 65. Like had 66 pitches, but he just got tattooed for 4 runs. So to her benefit, he didn't actually make it 65 pitches if you want it to be effective 65 pitches. So either way, he goes 3.2 innings and it's a day before. It's a day before you're looking at this team wondering, what are we going to do with the starter tomorrow? We mentioned on the show, I guess Monday's show, the Sunday night live show. We mentioned that it moved to TBD and they moved Skeens to Wednesday. Derek Shelton said after the game, we'll have it for you in the morning. So we don't know who's starting tomorrow. But when you look back, and we're going to get into that in a minute, when you look back at Monday night's game, Majinski, 3.2 innings pitched. Meza goes 1.2. Baruchy goes 1.2. And then Joey Wentz went in to pitch the eighth and went the one inning. Pirates were kind of lucky not to have a comeback in this game because they would have had to burn another pitcher. So I guess your strategy right now to use less of your bullpen on the road is to be losing and don't throw the ninth inning. Obviously, a little tongue-in-cheek there, trying to be funny.
That doesn't mean what he thinks it means.
But either way, tomorrow, another decision. We're not going to know until the morning. I'm not going to release this till the morning, so I need to try to, in my head, I need to try to remember to just use... Today is Tuesday. I did at the beginning. I said it was April 1st, even though technically I'm recording this on the 31st, but you get the idea here. So I need to be thinking about this. You're going to know in the morning, possibly before you listen to this, maybe after you listen to this. I don't know when we're going to know. But We're going to know tomorrow who's starting the game. Is there going to be a move made? Is there going to be, you know, it's a night game, so they can make a move. It's a 7 o'clock game. They can make a move. Maybe they've already called somebody, have them on their way. If not, it's a bullpen game. And so just for clarification on the whole thing, because we talked about this on Sunday night's show, and we had mentioned that because of the moves that you would have to make, it's likely not going to be somebody off the 40-man. Well, we were wrong. They actually can't call up somebody from the 40-man. You know, sometimes you go down this path, you think, and then you forget that you can't just do that. Unless there's an injury, you can't recall a player who's been optioned less than 15 days ago. We were reminded of that by our friend Ethan. And so he has it out there. If you don't follow Ethan Houlihan, go follow him on Twitter. All that information is always out there. He does a great job, fantastic job of keeping us all informed. And so in these moments, right, even if I've heard this before and used to know this to be true, there's a lot of times that I tend to forget things like this. And so that's why we are a lucky fan base to have Ethan around. But it won't be somebody on the 40-man. So that rules out Burrows. That rules out Ashcraft was ruled out anyway because he just pitched on Friday. So that really rules out Burrows or anybody, any other reliever that like Kyle Nicholas coming up just to join in on a bullpen game thing. It also rules him out. So now it's either bullpen game or we're talking somebody not on the 40-man roster. Let's just go with Thomas Harrington. Seems most likely. He lasted the longest in camp, stuff like that. If it is going to be a 40-man move like that, Jones has already been moved to the 60-day IL. So you essentially have a couple different options. I mean, Gonzalez going on the IL would be one thing that would sort of make sense, except for the fact that unless you're optioning Holderman or Bednar, you're essentially DFAing somebody or passing somebody through waivers anyway. So I don't know what they do. I mean, you've got the lefties. Wentz has already been used a lot. I don't know if you try to pass somebody through waivers. This is what makes me think that it's almost certainly going to be a bullpen game. Because I just don't feel like running the risk of maybe losing some of this. I know four lefties is a lot, but I mean, they've all been used already and they've all been, you know, pretty decent for the most part. I mean, like we talked about Wentz, he was really just left in too long. But Ferguson's been really good. Baraki's been really good. Had another good outing tonight. I'm going to say that. And then I'm like, yeah, because it was Mesa that gave up the other run. Wentz gave up a run late. But they've generally been pretty good. Ryan Baraki, 3 strikeouts and a walk, but he doesn't give up a hit in his 1 2/3. So 19 pitches. Baraki could be available tomorrow. I don't know. So you're looking at Justin Lawrence. I would imagine it'd be Caleb Ferguson. You probably ask him to go 50 pitches. He was stretching out. Maybe you ask him to go 50 pitches. You can hope that gets you through 3. Justin Lawrence for a couple. Who else would be available? I mean, you're going to have to throw. I'm looking at it now. Santana's probably going to have to get you 2. So we've gotten ourselves through 7 innings there. And then you have, I mean, it's going to have to be Holderman, Bednar. So like where, this is what we're looking at for tomorrow. And that's everybody. Now we've used everybody. If you run into anything else, I would imagine Baraki could probably become available tomorrow. After throwing 19 pitches, Tim Mesa threw 31. That's unlikely. Joey Wentz went 25 and then, you know, had pitched 3 innings the other day. So, you know, I don't know. But you're talking about a bullpen game. And this is maybe the question I want to ask. Is this a miss? I mean, we just lost the first game of a series. And then we're pushing things to run a bullpen game just to have Mitch Keller pitch the opener. And as much as I want to see Mitch Keller throw that home opener instead of Bailey Falter, there's also like, yeah, but You got to win series. I'll deal with the next series when I get to the next series. But right now, I'm down 0-1. And I could have Skeens and Keller go in the next 2 days and try to get this series and try to get me back to 3-4, heading home for the home opener with 2 wins. Instead, we run a bullpen game out there, and then we're going to try to force Skeens to go 6 innings, even if he, or 7 innings, even if he's maybe not. This is what we did with Keller a couple of years ago. You threw him out there. He got through the sixth. He's not great. It's maybe a couple runs, but you're not really know. And then he goes out there for the seventh just to try to push him. He gives up a couple more runs, and all of a sudden, it's not a good start anymore. I don't want to see him start doing that with Skeens too. Although, is Skeens just a different animal and we don't have to worry about that, right? But if you're starting to see those signs, especially early in the season, is that how we want to treat this? I mean, me personally, go Skeens and Keller and try to win this series. Or is this more the Pirates setting themselves up for an excuse to lose the series? Now you're throwing Skeens just to try to avoid saying that you lose. A bullpen game doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose, but you're strapping yourself then already. A decision that seems just maybe unnecessary. Maybe just let Falter and Heaney throw Friday and Saturday and just see. I mean, I understand what you going against the Yankees, you want at least one of your dogs to go, but I'm wondering if this isn't just a mistake to try to win games before, you know, let's laugh, the torpedo bats come to town. More on that maybe another day this week. But overall, I just don't understand the decision. Now, if it ends up being Thomas Harrington, I think that changes for me. But at the same time, I'm not sure how much, because now you've done something to change. Unless it's Holderman being optioned, right? Then okay. But that also tells us all we need to know about Nick Gonzalez if he ends up on the 60-day. I mean, we got news the other day that he'll be back this season, which we didn't like that, but maybe that's what it is. So maybe that's how you have that outlook. And then it's like, Nick York, you've got to get up here. We've got to get Nick York up here. I mean, this offense today, what was the total hit number? The figures wouldn't be on this screen I'm looking at, because that would be too easy, right? 4 hits today. Endy double. That's good. First hit of the season. Get that out of the way for all that. O'Neal Cruz, another stolen base, another hit, and nothing crazy today. Defense was actually pretty good. IKF, another good game at shortstop. Let's see how long this goes, but I'm not upset about IKF at shortstop right now. I'm no longer upset about it. So we'll see what they do. We'll find out today. See how I did? I said today. We'll find out today who's pitching. We'll move on from there. We'll be back at this tomorrow, and I'll finish off with this. No, Hiles shared an awesome stat about 5 minutes before I hit record here. Pirates top spot in the batting order through the first 5 games. 1-for-22, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks. The lone hit was Pham's double in the 9th inning on opening day. So maybe Cutcher Cruz needs to get to that leadoff spot before too long. I don't know. This lineup is not deep enough. That's all we have for today, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Let's go, Bucks. Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast today. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribing to your platform of choice is always going to be the best way to get notified for new episodes. Now, daily. And remember, live shows on YouTube Sunday nights at 9 p.m. with Uncle Jake. Get those notifications turned on YouTube. And come join the live chat and hang out Sunday nights. Have a great day, guys. Let's go, Bucks.
The
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.